Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now Mariota to throw from the pocket, wants to throw the deep ball, and it's intercepted! Xavier Watts has got another one! They tried to go to Jalen Lane over the top.
First down.
The former wide receiver ran this one down like he was running the route.
Yep.
Yes, Falcons won yesterday to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Want you to get your questions into Mike now about the Falcons offense before mic'd up. He's going to be answering those. We're also taking calls on this Falcons victory Monday, 404-726-0929. Guys, I'm sorry, though. We got to pause for a moment because it's Monday, which means it's Man Up Monday. Oh. All right, Dylan, you've been a really good record keeper when it comes to Man Up Monday. How are these two fellas doing?
Thank you, Allie, first and foremost, for that compliment. These two are actually doing fairly well, all in all. They're making the folks some money. Mike Johnson right now, after a little bit of a rough start, has bounced back in a big way. After a 4-0-1 week 2 weeks ago, he goes 4-1 this past week. He's now 11-7-1. And Bo Morgan has been pretty close to the epitome of consistency. He is 13-6. A little bit of a rough start, shaky weekend. Went 2-3 this past week, but still, all in all, very good. He is 13-6 on the year. So these guys,
that's right,
both doing pretty well.
I bet we're the best show on the station right
Let's
now.
Let's go.
I wouldn't doubt it. I would not doubt it.
Yeah.
We'll have to get a comparison somehow.
I know we're probably better than, you know, the afternoon.
I
used to pick against them, so I know.
I also question the steakhouse's picks, too. They make picks, and I'm not sure about that, because I know Drew Butler, he's real hot and cold. He's a real streaky picker.
He is a streaky picker.
He's a streaky
Drew's
picker.
Good, but he's streaky.
Yeah, I was actually on hold with them when they were making their picks on Friday. I was playing by or sell, but now I can't remember what any of them picked.
All right, well, I would watch the confidence in your picks because we are going to play a few pieces back from Friday. Let's talk about the Chiefs-Ravens. Chiefs beat the Ravens 37-20. Let's hear how Mike did on this one.
Chiefs are actually 2.5-point dogs at home. Ravens favored by 2.5 on the road, over under 48.5. I'll start this one. I'm a massive believer in the Baltimore Ravens. I know they have flaws. I know you don't expect them to have flaws defensively. This is a team that does have Super Bowl aspirations. And while the Chiefs always do, I think the Chiefs are just a little more comfortable at 1-2. They have their Super Bowl rings. They have everything else. I know they're a good team, but they have much bigger flaws to me than Baltimore does. I think Baltimore gets it done. I'm going to take Baltimore minus the 2.5, even though they're playing in Arrowhead.
Can I add to that real quick?
Yeah, sure. Are we going to do this now?
Is this
what you want to do?
In four games this year, the Ravens defense has allowed 133 points already. That's 33.3 a game. Last season, they only allowed 361 in 17 games, 21.2 a game. So that Ravens defense is horrific right now. And I know there's a couple of guys on that coaching staff that a lot of people think they should be coaching here as DC and the head coach, but not so fast, my friend.
Yeah, that was a rough one.
One other caveat to that. I mean, we're going into Taylor Swift week. Her album comes out on Friday, so Travis had to get a win.
Okay. Is that what it was?
Yeah,
all right. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Go 4-1. I just get badgered by y'all for the one.
Maybe if Travis plays the Ravens defense every week, he might do better.
He's on our fantasy team, so he needs to do even better than he did.
Let's go. He needs to stop getting in arguments with his coach and hurting other players.
Bo, it's your turn. The Eagles beat the Bucs 31-25. Let's hear what Bo guessed on this one.
Vegas knows what they're doing in this with this over-under because, I mean, 44-37. Those are the first 2 weeks of the Eagles, the total scores. And then last week, it just goes out of the world. I don't think these offenses are as good as these defense. Take the under of 43.5.
Oh, okay.
I love how Bo says Vegas knows what they're doing. Yeah. And then immediately goes against Vegas.
I said, I'll go with them. And they absolutely, they suckered. That's a sucker bet. That was a sucker bet. And I was the sucker. But I'm also 13-6, so
I was going to say, the crazy thing is we might be the only show that doesn't, like, hand select games individually to pick, which makes it even crazier that we're both over 500.
I know. So sit down, the rest of y'all.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Dylan, let's go ahead and hit this mic'd up. Reminder, this mic'd up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I had a couple tweets that were asking questions about the Falcons offense, which I always enjoy. I love talking about the intricate details of the Falcons offense, some of the different things we do, especially for people like our guy Randy, who always pays really close attention to every snap for the Atlanta Falcons. But I did invite questions a minute ago, and my wife, I didn't even know she had a Twitter account. Dead serious.
Really?
Didn't even know she had a Twitter account. She hasn't tweeted in 7 years, and she just tweeted a question at me.
Oh, no.
And she says, would you rather the Falcons win a Super Bowl or your kids both go to Bama? Ignore the out-of-state tuition for now. Sweetie, I hate to tell you this, and I know you're listening right now. I'd rather the Falcons win a Super Bowl. Our kids can go somewhere else for all I care. Now, as long as they don't go to Auburn, I think I'm good. Maybe Tennessee. If they go to Georgia, that means they're really smart, okay? With how hard it is to get into UGA right now, that means they're doing something right, and they're probably getting in-state tuition at that. So, hey, we'll take that one. They go to Kentucky or something. You know, I'll go to Steeplechase
Kentucky's smart, too,
Kentucky would be great.
Carl, we're talking about other shows. Carl Dukes' daughter goes to Kentucky.
Yes.
And you got to be smart to get in there.
You got to be smart. Yeah, so give me the Falcons Super Bowl all day. And I know that my wife's sitting there rolling her eyes going, you're such a meathead.
It's a great answer by you, Mike. Great answer by you.
Absolutely, I am.
I mean,
the kids can go wherever they want to college.
I mean, hell, I don't. If it's Falcons Super Bowl, Melrose doesn't even go to college. I'm like, hey, you know what? A lot of people have been millionaires out of high school education. Let's go.
Oh, man, that's absolutely good stuff. So Randy Lewis brought this question up, and I wanted to hit this. Now, Coach K asked about the duo concept, too. I'll try to get to that in just a second. But I think this, and I actually said this to Grant yesterday. We're watching the game in the bullpen. I always go to Mercedes-Benz, and then right around halftime, drive back to the studio so that we can do post-game with Grant. And so I'm sitting there watching the game. Charlie Warner's lined up at running back in the backfield, right up in sidecar in the shotgun. And the question Randy asked, is it not a dead giveaway on third downs that we're passing that Charlie Warner is lined up in the backfield? It is absolutely a dead giveaway. Mm-hmm. And I think the interesting kind of intricate detail, not always do they do this, but the intricate detail to this, and Bo, we talked about this last week a little bit, they line Bijan up almost at a running back depth, but just offset from the formation sometimes when they do this. And they always need to, they always have to include some kind of motion if they're going to do this, whether the, you know, it's Ray Ray in an orbit or if it's a tight end, I mean, if it's a wide receiver breaking out towards a sideline, they do a pretty good job. But I said this to Grant yesterday, at some point, they're going to have to throw some kind of screen over the middle to Charlie Warner. They're just going to have to. They're going to have to show they have it because I think Randy brings a good point. It is a dead giveaway that you are throwing the ball on third downs when Charlie Warner is lined up at running back.
I wouldn't mind on third and two, third and three, have Warner out there and just hand the ball to him.
Run a draw play?
Yeah.
I'd 100% be down with that one as well.
I would also say that, look, most likely, you know down in distance what a team's going to do based on the tendency.
100%.
You've broke down every tendency. You've broke down all these things about them.
Yep.
You pretty much know they're throwing or running no matter what.
For sure.
It's just, can you stop it? That's why I don't get so hung up. And it's too – it's they know. They know what you're doing. Well,
yes.
Dude, they have everything in the world about these teams written down or researched. They have guys that their only job is to write down everything that happened in the game and, like, basically create tendencies out of it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'll say this as well, and this is not a knock on Bijan because his blocking has over the course of his career been really good. But you remember the play where, and I brought it up to you earlier, when Michael Penix kind of gets folded backwards, tries to throw the ball away. That was Bijan supposed to be picking up Frankie Louvu in pass protection and just kind of throws a shoulder into him. Louvu olays him. He hits Michael Penix in the backfield. So there is a reason you have Charlie Warner in the backfield. You don't have to change personnels out. You can keep guys on the field, and you can kind of solidify pass protection with him there. I do agree with Randy, though. You're going to have to throw a wrinkle at some point into this if you're going to continue to do that. All right, and on to Coach K. Coach K's question. He says, explain the duo concept. Duo concept's pretty easy, all right? It's a gap concept. It's blocked kind of like an inside zone. All you are trying to do along the offensive front is create double teams. It is, if there is a guy in your gap and you are able to have a double team, you're going to try to double team the guy in that gap up to the linebacker. Now, I brought up our defense and the way that Jeff Ulbrich attacked this just a minute ago. What did he do? Created five-man fronts, all right? And usually against six-man lines, which was five offensive linemen and a tight end or six offensive linemen. What does he do when you create five defensive linemen? You take away double teams, baby. You cannot double team with five guys across the board. You create space on the back with athleticism, and that's why more times than not you're able to have success. Now, the downside to that is if you do get a good double team on, say, a Zach Harrison, which happened a couple of times yesterday, there's not as many people back behind him to fly around and make the tackle. So the duo concept's very simple. It's almost an inside zone. You're trying to create as many double teams as you can, and you are just simply taking gap integrity across the front, not allowing any leakage, and you're saying that my offensive line can push you towards the goalpost in the end zone, and my running back is going to kind of pick his hole. There's not a designed hole on duo. He's just going downhill. He's saying, where's the double team at? I'm going to ride the wave. I'm going to pick up the first down. We have attempted to do this numerous times in our short yardage situation. But our guards aren't quite as big as other teams' guards like Washington and San Francisco and L.A. So we're more of a wide zone team, and that's the reason we struggle in some of these inside concepts on these fourth down plays. We got to find a way to kind of shore those things up. The other teams do a nice job. Happened to us in the third and two and fourth and one where they do the same thing that Jeff Ulbrich did. Hey, I'm going to put a bunch of defensive linemen in front of you. You're not going to have double teams. So, yeah, good luck getting that yardage, and that's sometimes why we stumble. But it is what it is, and hopefully we can make those adjustments moving forward. Always feels better after a victory.
Well, and you can keep these questions coming. Mike is the perfect guy to ask with his years on the team. We conveniently have the wake-up call next, 404-726-0929. It's Falcons Monday. Celebrate the win with us. And what is it about Alabama that gets in Kirby Smart's head? Let's talk about it, 404-726-0929. Plus, we're going to have Machine Gun Kelly tickets coming up next hour. Not yet. About 40 minutes from now, this hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.